So now we go on with the chart. After Hasitopada, you find Kama, Vachara, Sobhana, Kusala. Sometimes. And then Kama, Vachara, Sobhana, Vipaka. 8. Depend on heart base always, because they do not arise in the Arupa Vachara realm. And then Kama Vajra Sovana Kiriya 8 depend on heart base sometimes. And then Rupa Vajra 15 depend on heart base always, because they do not arise in Arupa Vajra Brahmas. When you get the Arupa Vajra Jhanas, then you don't get the Rupa Vajra Jhanas. So they do not arise in the Arupa Vajra realm, and so they depend on a heart base always. And then Arupa Vajra Kusala depend on heart base sometimes, because Arupa Vajra Kusala can arise in human world or in Rupa Brahma world also. So they depend on Hadiya Vatu sometimes only. But Arupa Vajra Vipaka 4, they arise in Arupa Vajra Brahmas only. And so here they do not depend on any base, so no Vatu. And then Arupa Vajra Kiriya the same, they depend on heart base sometimes. And then Sotapatti Magga, now Sotapatti Magga is singled out from the other Lokuttara consciousness. So Sotapatti Magga here depend on Hadiya Vatu always. That means Sotapatti Magga cannot arise in the Arupa Vajra realm. And the remaining 7 supramundane consciousness can arise in Arupa Vajra realm, and so they depend on Hadiya Vatu heart base sometimes only. So sometimes only means when they arise in the Kama Vajra realm and Rupa Vajra realm, they depend on heart base, and when they arise in Arupa Vajra realm, they do not, they depend on Hadiya Vatu sometimes only. So this is how the different types of consciousness depend on different bases. So actually those that depend on heart base always are those that do not arise in the Arupa Vajra realms. So they are dosa mula to consciousness associated with ill will. They do not arise in Arupa Vajra realm, so they depend on heart base always. And then Manodhatu 3, the receiving and 5 sense door adverting, they do not arise in the Arupa Vajra realm. Santirana, investigating 3 also. And Hasitopada do not arise in Arupa Vajra. And then Kama Vajra Sovana Vibhaga, they do not arise in Arupa Vajra realm. They arise in Kama Vajra realm only. And then Rupa Vajra 15, they do not arise in Arupa Vajra realm, and so they always depend on heart base. And then the last one is Sotapatti Magga. Now Sotapatti Magga cannot arise in the Arupa Vajra realm, because in order to become a Sotapanna, you need to hear from someone. So if you do not hear, means hear the Dhamma or hear the instructions. If you do not hear the Dhamma, if you do not hear the instructions, you cannot get Sotapatti Magga, or you cannot become a Sotapanna. So Sotapatti Magga cannot arise in the Arupa Vajra realm, so it depends on Hadiya Vatu or heart base always. Now if we read the diagram across, so we know that the two types of consciousness depend on I base, and they are seeing consciousness. And then two depend on ear base, two on nose base, two on tongue base, and two on body base. And then with regard to heart base, we have two varieties, and the one is depending on heart always, and the other depending on heart sometimes only. So those depending on heart always are altogether 33 types of consciousness, and those that depend on heart base sometimes only are 42, and those that never depend on any base are only 4. They are 4 arupavachara vibhaga. Now let us go to this basic chart. Look at the first chaita of lobha mula. So depend on what base? Depend on heart base sometimes. And then second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, depend on heart base sometimes. And then the first of the two associated with ill will. So it depends on heart base always. And the second one also, heart base always. And then the other two, those rooted in moha, depend on heart base sometimes. And then let us take the two seeing consciousnesses together. So two seeing consciousness depend on eye base, the next ear base, nose base, tongue base, body base. Now the two blue circles, they are receiving consciousness, so they depend on heart base always. And then the red one, it is santirana or investigating, so it depends on heart base always. And then the other two always. Now we go to five sense door advarting. So five sense door advarting depend on heart base always or sometimes? Sometimes? Always. So where do you find the Panchadwara Vajana in the chart? It is included in Manodhatu, right? So it depends on heart base always. And then Manodhara Vajana depends on heart base sometimes. And smile producing consciousness depends on heart base always. Then the eight sense sphere wholesome depend on heart base sometimes. And then eight resultant heart base always. And eight functional sometimes. And then all 15 rupavachara chaitas all heart base always. And then arupavachara, the first four, kosam. So arupavachara, kusala, heart base sometimes, and the four vibhakas or resultants, no base at all. And then four arupavachara, kriya or functional, sometimes. Now, let us take the first column as sotapatti magga. So that sotapatti magga, heart base, always or sometimes, always. And the remaining seven, sometimes. So you can exercise with the chart also. See, looking at the chart and say, sometimes, always, sometimes, always. So with this, we come to the end of chapter 3. Now, chapter 3 deals with feeling, roots, function, doors, objects, and bases. So, Chittisikas are not mentioned here, but if you want to, you can find out the Chittisikas by using the chart for Chaita and Chittisika combination. So, we have come to the end of 3 chapters, and we can review the 3 chapters, or we can review what we have learned in 3 chapters with the help of these handouts. So there are 3 chapters at a glance. It's very easy when you have this these charts. Now, we will not go through all of them because there are many, but there are some pages where we have to make corrections. Now, the first page. Now, 3 chapters at a glance. Now, first is the name of Chaita, all in Pali. And second is the Chaita group, whether Akusala, Lobamula, or Kusala, Ahiduka, and so on. And then the Chittisikas they arise together with. Just the number of them. And then Vedana, feeling they are associated with. And then Hetu, roots, Kicca, functions, and dwara, doors, aramana, objects, and vatu, bases. So for each type of consciousness, we must be able to say which group each type of consciousness is, and how many Chittisikas go with it, and so on. This is another way of making ourselves more familiar with what are taught in all 3 chapters. So the first one is called Somanasa Sahagata Ditikata Sambhyota Asankharika. This is Pali. So that means with joy, with wrong view, unprompted. And this is Akusala consciousness, and it is Lobha Mula consciousness rooted in Lobha. And 19 Chittisikas arise with this consciousness. And this consciousness is associated with Somanasa or joy. And how many Hetus go with it? Lobha and Moha. And what function does it do? Javana. And then what door does it arise through? 6 doors always. And then what objects does it take? 81 Lokiya. Lokiya means mundane. 81 mundane chetas, 52 chetasikas, 28 rupas, and panyati. Now, when we say a certain type of consciousness or a certain cheta takes something as object, we must understand that the Chittisikas going along with that Chaita take the same object. So with the first type of consciousness, there are 19 Chittisikas. These 19 Chittisikas also take the 81 Lokiya Chaitas and so on as object. So among the 19, there is Lobha. So Lobha can take 81 Lokiya Chetas, 52 Chetasikas, 28 Rupas, and Panyati as object. And there is Deity with among the 19 Chetasikas. So Deity can take, again, 81 Lokiya Chetas, 52 Chaitasikas, 28 Rupas and Panyati as object. What about pride or mana? Is it among the 19? You have to go back to the other chart. Okay. So, in this way, you understand the Chaitasikas also, that a certain Chaitasika takes a certain type of object. Now, in the seventh chapter, the different categories will be taught. Now, what I want to say here is the name five aggregates of clinging. Now, you find this expression in the first sermon taught by the Buddha, when Buddha explains the first noble truth, the noble truth of suffering. Buddha said, birth is suffering, old age is suffering, disease is suffering, death is suffering, and so on. And at the end, Buddha said, in brief, five aggregates of clinging are suffering. Now, it is taught that dhiti is called clinging and lobha is called clinging. We cling to things by lobha or by dhiti. That means we cling to things by being attached to that thing, or by wanting to possess that thing, and also we cling to that thing by taking it to be permanent and so on. Now, aggregate of clinging means aggregates that are the object of clinging. Now, here we have two terms, aggregates and aggregates of clinging. When we say aggregates, we mean all those that are called aggregates. How many aggregates are there? Five. Aggregate of matter, aggregate of feeling, of perception, of mental formations, and of consciousness. Now, aggregate of consciousness consists of how many chetas? 89 or 121 chetas. Okay. Now, in the name aggregate of clinging, or aggregate of clinging means aggregates that are the object of clinging. So, since lobha and dhiti are called clinging, and their object we see as 81 logia chetas, 52 chetasikas, 28 rupas and panyati. That means no supramundane cheta. So supramundane chetas are outside of the range of lobha and dhiti. So when we say aggregate of clinging, we mean those that are object of lobha and dhiti. So 81 logia chetas, 52 chetasikas, 28 rupas and panyati. But when we say just aggregates, we must take all. That means all 89 or 121 chetas, 52 chetasikas, 28 rupas and panyati. Now, when you practice vipassana meditation, you take these five aggregates of clinging as object. So the objects you put your mind on must be one of these five aggregates of clinging. That means one of these 81 lokiya chetas or 52 chetasikas, 28 rupas, no panyati here. So that means you cannot take supramundane consciousness as object. when you practice vipassana meditation. That is because you have not experienced the Subramanian consciousness yourself, and so it is out of the range of your mind to take them as object. So when you understand the objects and those that take these objects, you can understand what the aggregate of clinging means and what aggregate means. You know the difference between aggregates and aggregates of clinging. So when we say aggregates, we mean all 89 jhetas, chetasikas, rupas and panyati. But when we say aggregate of clinging, we must lift out the supramundane consciousness. So we have only 81 mundane chetas, chetasikas, rupas and panyati. Now let's go to second. Second citta is called Somanasa Sahagata Ditikata Sampayuta Sa Sankharika. Now Sankhara means prompting, and Sa Sankhara means with prompting, so prompted. And it is Akusala Citta, and it is Loba Mula, rooted in Loba. And there are 21 mental factors arising with this consciousness. And it is accompanied by joy, and it has two roots, loba and moha, and it functions as javana, and it arises through six doors always. And its objects are the same as number one, so 81 lokiya chetas and so on. And it depends on hadiyavatu sometimes, not always. Now number three, Somanasa Sahagata Dhitigata Vibhyuta Asankharika, the third consciousness. It is Akusala and it is Loba Mula. And the Chetasikas arising together with this Cheta are 19. And it is accompanied by joy and has two roots, loba and moha again, and it functions as javana, and it arises through six doors always, and its objects are 81 lokiya chetas and so on, and it depends on hadiyavatu sometimes only. Now, for number one, there are 19 chetasikas, and for number three also, there are 19 chetasikas. Although the number is the same, the individual chetasikas are different. Number one is with deity and without mana, and number three is with mana without deity. So the number is 19. Now fourth, Somanasa Sahagata Ditigata Vipiyota Sa Sankharika. Now, vipyuta means not associated, not accompanied by. So, not accompanied by deity. Sa Sankharika, with prompting. So, it is Akusala and Loba Mula. There are 21 chetasikas arising with it, and it is accompanied by Somanasa feeling. It has two roots, Loba Moha, functions as Javana, six doors always, and then 81 lokiya chetas and so on as object, and it depends on hadiyavatu or heart base sometimes only. And number five, upekha sahagata. Now 1 to 4 are somanasa sahagata, so they are with joy. Now they are with neutral feeling. So upekha sahagata dedikita sampyoda asankharika, and it is Akusala Loba Mula and 18 chetasikas. It is accompanied by neutral feeling. And then the others are the same. And number six, Ubekha Sahagata Ditigata Sambyuta Sa Sankharika, with prompting. Again, Akusala and Loba Mula, 20 chetasikas with it. Ubekha feeling or neutral feeling, and two roots, lobha and moha, and javana function, six doors always, and 81 lokiya chetas and so on as object, and depend on heart base sometimes. So you can use these charts to find out what are taught in the first three chapters. So you can find out how many chetisikas go with it, but you will get only the number. So if you want to know which chetisikas are these 19, 21 and so on, you go to another chart. So with the help of these charts, you can become very familiar with the teachings in these three chapters. Now, second page, the same. Now, please go to number 19. Number 19 is Upekkha Sahagata Santirana, investigating with neutral feeling. So it is Ahetuka Chaita, and it belongs to Akusala Vibhaga, resultant of unwholesome. There are only 10 chittisikas going along with it, and it is accompanied by upekkha or neutral feeling, and hetu zero, because it belongs to rootless consciousness. But with regard to functions, it has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 functions. Patisandhi, relinking, bhavanga, life continuum, chuti, death, santirana, investigating, and tadaramana, registering. So it has 5 functions. And it arises through 6 doors, or it is door-free. So when it functions as patisandhi, bhavanga, and chuti, it is door-free. When it functions as santirana and tadaramana, it arises through 6 doors. And its object, now 54 kamavachara chetas, 52 chetasikas, and 28 rupas. And it depends on heart base always. And then next page. There is a correction to be made on that next page. Correct. You have to put in something. Number 26, Somanasa Sahagata Santirana. So it is Ahetuka Chaita, and it belongs to Kusala Vibhaga, resultant of Kusala. And 11 chetasikas, feeling is Somanasa and so on. But on the last column, there is nothing. So please add Hadaya always. So it depends on heart base always. So the other pages, there are nothing to be changed or corrected. So please turn to 78 chetas. First arupa, that means first arupa vachara cheta. Arupa kriya. So instead of no vatu, please correct it to hadaya sometimes. And also number 79. Instead of no vatu, hadaya sometimes. And number 80, same, hadaya sometimes. And number 81, hadaya sometimes. And number 82, the A within the parenthesis is missing. So hadaya always. And please go to 100. After 100, please correct to 101. not 102. That is Arhata Magga, fifth jhana. So that is 101. And then next one, 103, should be 102. Sotapatti Phala, first jhana. And the rest are correct. 103, Sotapatti Phala, second jhana, and so on. So these charts will help you to find out what are taught in the three chapters very easily. I made them in 1994, and it took me some time to do this. So I have sweated on it, but you're lucky. So when studying something, we have to find different ways to use different means or different devices to use so that we become familiar with the subject. Now, as I said before, when we studied, we had to do them all by heart. But nowadays, memorizing is not so popular, and also you cannot memorize all these things. But if you can find what you want from these charts, I think it is okay. You do not need to memorize all these things. But say you want to know something, how many chittisikas go with, say, hasitobara, and you don't know, then you can go back to the chart and say, then you know there. So if you can find what you want from the book as well as from the handout, I think it is satisfactory. And I want you to get more and more acquainted with those that are taught in these chapters. Because, as I said before, Abhidhamma is like a jigsaw puzzle. So until you come to the end, the picture will always be not complete. You will not say, understand a little here and a little there. But please be patient. So after you come to the end, then you will understand all. And today we were joking about this. Now this is very easy. You just need to have this, and then consult it to know, say, how many chittisikas or what functions they do, and so on. So in the United States, there are series of books published, and they are called, say, for dummies. Now, Unnandi Sena said, there is a book called Buddhism for Dummies, right? So he was suggesting, why not we write Abhidhamma for Dummies? Okay. These three chapters are the basics of Abhidhamma, and we need to be familiar with the teachings here. And then we will go on to study some thought processes, not all completely, but some kinds of thought processes, because thought processes are very interesting, and it goes deep into the experience or practice. Now, karma is so powerful that it can produce thought moments at every moment of our life, almost every moment. Now, when we are not engaged in the vivid objects, then we are said to have life continuum. So that this life continuum will go all through our lives when there are no active thought moments arising. And when we study the consciousness, actually we study in series or in thought processes. Especially the types of consciousness in the ahituka, rootless consciousness, can be understood fully when you understand the thought processes. And these thought processes are actually logical sequence of hot moments following one after another. Although they may be very difficult to see, because, as you know, mind or thought moments come and go more than 9 billion times a second, but still it is very interesting. Now, let us take the example of seeing. So we see something. So when we see something, we think that we see immediately. But as I said, on the first night, we have to go through, or our mind has to go through many thought processes in order for us to be able to say, I see a man. And you have studied the seeing consciousness. Now, we see with seeing consciousness, and that seeing is very rudimentary. We do not even know whether it is red or blue or whatever, but with that consciousness, we just see the object, or we just experience the object. We do not yet know whether it is a cup, or it is a man, or it is blue, or it is yellow. So we see the visible object with eye consciousness, and we see the shape or form with mind or mental thought processes. Now, seeing is seem to be very simple experience. We see every day, we are always seeing something, and so it is so familiar with us that we think it is very simple, a simple experience, seeing something. But if we understand Abhidhamma, if we understand the thought processes, now we know that seeing is a very complex experience. We need many thought processes in order to see one thing. Now, when no objects are presented to the doors, our mind is something like at rest. That means bhavanga moments are going on at that time. But when an object is presented to us, or when an object comes into the avenue of our senses, then that bhavanga begins to vibrate, because that object, as it were, strikes at the sense doors as well as at the bhavanga or mind door. So suppose a visible object comes into the avenue of our eye, then that visible object strikes or comes into contact with the eye door as well as with the mind door, which is life continuum, and so the life continuum is disturbed. So first it shakes or it vibrates, and then it stops. So vibrating is one moment and stopping is another moment. But before vibrating, one thought moment passes. When the visible object strikes at the eye, then before vibrating, one moment of bhavanga passes, because bhavanga is flowing so rapidly that it is difficult to stop as soon as the object is presented. So one bhavanga passes, and then next moment it vibrates, it shakes, and then the next moment, let us call it the third moment, it ceases or it stopped. So now we have three thought moments after the object has come into the avenue of the senses or of the eye. So Number one is past bhavanga. And number two, vibrating bhavanga. At that moment, the bhavanga shakes. And then the third is rest bhavanga. So that is the last bhavanga movement. And next movement is eye door adverting. Actually, this is five sense door adverting. But for this particular thought process, it can be called eye door adverting. So at that moment, the mind is turned to the object. So that moment is one thought moment. After the mind has turned to the object, it sees the object. So the next moment is seeing consciousness or eye consciousness. After seeing, the mind receives or accepts the object. So there is receiving. After receiving, it investigates the object. So there is investigating. And then it comes to a conclusion that it is a desirable object or it is undesirable object. So that moment is called determining. And after determining comes seven moments of jhavana, full experience of the object. So there are normally seven movements of jhavana running. And after the seven movements of jhavana follow two movements of dadaramana, registering. So at the second registering, what number do you see above it? 17. So that means the life of one material property has ended. Since the life of one material property has ended, this thought process also ended, and so it is followed by bhavangas or stream of bhavanga. So this is a very simple thought process regarding visible object. Now, it is taught in Abhidhamma that matter is 17 times longer in life than mind. That means matter lasts for 17 thought moments. But thought moments or chetas just arise and disappear in one moment. Now you see the three circles or zeros. So they represent the three sub-moments of one moment. So in one moment, now that one moment is very brief, 9 billionth of a second. So these three represent the three sub-moments of one moment. And the first one is arising. The second one is, it is translated as presence or continuing. And the third one is disappearing. So these are called three sub-moments. In order to show that there is nothing in these moments, the zeros are used. It is there is no substance, no atta, and so on. So in order to show that the zeros are used. So one thought moment consists of three sub-moments. And the life of a material property is the duration of 17 thought moments. So the visible object that comes into the avenue or that strikes the eye and the mind begins at number one. So at that moment, the object strikes at the eye door. But at that moment, bhavanga is not disturbed yet. It passes one moment because it has been running swiftly. At the second moment, it vibrates, and at the third moment, it stops, and so on. So altogether, there are 17 thought moments in this thought process, because when it reaches 17 thought moments, the visible object disappears. So this is one thought moment regarding seeing a visible object. Now you can identify those moments with consciousnesses you found among Ahituka Jetas, the rootless consciousness. Now how many can you identify? Five sense door advading, and then eye consciousness receiving, investigating, determining, they are all from rootless consciousness. And then seven yavanas, from where? They may be kusala or akusala or functional kiriya. And it is said that only during these seven moments of yavana do you acquire kamma. With the moments before the seven yavanas, they are either resultant consciousness or functional consciousness. Now, the sense door advading, what consciousness is it? Wholesome or unwholesome, or resultant or functional? Five sense door advading is functional. And then seeing consciousness, resultant. Receiving, resultant. Investigating, resultant. Determining, again functional. Because determining is manodvara vajana mind or advading. So until the process reaches the seven moments of jhavana, there is no such thing as kamma. Because kamma is volition that is associated with either kusala, wholesome, or akusala, unwholesome. So when the process reaches the seven thought moments, then there may be kusala or akusala, depending on what kind of attitude you have towards the object. If you have the wise attention, that means if you have a correct attitude towards the object, the jhavanas will be wholesome. If you have no wise attention, then jhavanas will be unwholesome. Now, if you are attached to the object you see, then there will be lobha, unwholesome. If you see the statue of a Buddha and you have joy, or you experience rapture or piti, then it will be kusala. So only during the seven moments of jhavana do you acquire kamma. It may be good kamma or it may be bad kamma. It may be wholesome or unwholesome. Then after the jhavanas, there are two moments of registering, and they are called tadharamana. That means taking the object of the jhavanas. These tadharamanas are represented by three investigating consciousness and eight sense sphere resultant consciousness. You have to go back to the functions to understand this. And these two are called tadharamana. That means taking the object that is taken by the jhavanas. And they are compared to the water that follows the boat. So when the boat goes upstream, then water follows the boat a little. And also it is compared to aftertaste. You eat something and then at the end you swallow the remnants of the food with the saliva. And this thought process is explained with this simile. You may have that simile in one of the sheets. It is called mango simile. Oh yes. After Aramana, the page with types of objects at the top. So at the bottom, you see mango simile for Chitta Viti. A certain man with his head covered went to sleep at the foot of a fruiting mango tree. Then a ripe mango loosened from the stalk fell to the ground, grazing his ear. Awakened by that sound, he opened his eyes and looked. Then, stretching out his hand, he took the fruit, squeezed it, smelled it, ate it, enjoying it, swallowed it together with his saliva, and went to sleep again. So this is a simile to understand the thought process. So the man sleeping under the mango tree is like bhavanga. So during the bhavanga moment, you are like sleeping. So bhavanga is like the man sleeping under the tree. Then a ripe mango loosened from the stalk. That means an object impinging on the sense organ. That means striking the sense organ. So it is like the mango falling down, grazing his ear. Awakened by that sound, so now he turns to the object. He is awakened and he turns to the object. So that is like Pancha Dwara Vajana. And then he opened his eyes and looked. When he looked, he sees. So there is this is like Chakku Vijnana, eye consciousness. Then stretching out his hand, he took the fruit. That means he takes the fruit, he receives the fruit. So this is like Sampatichana. And then he squeezed it to see whether it is ripe or not. So that is Santirana, investigating. And then he smelled it. That means now it is ripe, or it is not ripe. But in this case, because he enjoyed it, it must be a ripe mango. So it is ripe. That is like Vattabana, determining. And after determining, he ate it, enjoying it. He ate the mango, that is Javana. And after that, he swallowed it together with the saliva. That means he swallowed the remnant, the particles of mango with the saliva and swallowed them down. So that is like Tadharamana, or registering. And then went to sleep again. That means Bhavanga again. If you remember this simile, you understand the at least this thought process. So this is thought process for seeing. Now, when you know the thought process for seeing, you can easily know the thought process for hearing and so on. So you hear something, you just substitute eye consciousness with ear consciousness, nose consciousness, tongue consciousness, and body consciousness. And this process is called Pancha Dwara, five door thought process, because it arises through one of the five doors. One of the five doors means eye door, ear door, nose door, tongue door, and body door. Now the first three, the past bhavanga, vibrating bhavanga, and arrested bhavanga, they are inactive thought moments. And they do not take the visible object as object. What object do they take? Although the visible object is presented to the eyes, let us say, and then these three bhavanga moments arise and disappear, mind has not taken the object yet. So the object of these three moments of bhavanga is not the present visible object. So what is the object of these three? So you remember the object of door-free consciousness, kamma, or sign of kamma, or sign of destination. So any one of these three is the object of the first three moments. But beginning with the five sense door advading, or here eye advading, the consciousness takes the visible, present visible object as object. And so it goes on until it reaches the 17 thought moments at the second registering, and then the visible object disappears. Since the visible object disappears, this thought process has come to an end, and so bhavanga moments again arise. There may be thousands of bhavanga moments before there arises another thought process. Now this is the basic thought process when we see something. But after the end of this thought process, you have not seen, let us say, the man. You have seen just the visible object. So in order to see the man, you need more thought processes. This is just seeing the visible object in the man. A man is made up of small material properties. And the only material property that is visible is called visible object. So only one of the 28 can be seen by the eye. The others are understood by mind. So, with this thought process, we have just seen the visible object, not yet the man. So, in order to see the man, we need some more thought processes. Actually, we need how many more? Four types of thought processes before we can say that I see a man. And these four thought processes are not through eye door, they are through mind door. That is why yesterday I said, I see the visible object with the eye, and I see the shape or form with my mind. So we will talk about the other thought processes tomorrow. But now we see how complex an experience that seemed to be very simple. Now we have to go through 17 thought moments, but they are not all. So we need many more thought processes, and four kinds or four types of thought processes in order to be able to say I see a man. And we will study these thought processes tomorrow.
We shall continue tomorrow. Please rise.